HarperCollins presents Love and Sports Ball by Mika James, read by Lauren Nichols and Marcella Cox.
1. Khadijah. This is going to be fine. I'm going to have fun. I repeated the mantra in my head as I sat in my sister's luxury crossover vehicle with what she deemed sultry makeup and a casual but sexy adjacent outfit headed to parts unknown. Since I told my family I landed the job with the Atlanta Cannons as the athletic trainer and would be moving back, Ja had been on me to go out and have a girls' night. I'd had to delay for a while since first I had to deal with organizing the cross-country move. Then I'd needed to get settled. It'd been at the top of my priority list to have my house in order before work. I couldn't think otherwise. I trusted my sister. Mostly. But it was killing me she'd refused to tell me where we were going for the night. Her behavior at my house, coercing me to change clothes, sprucing up my makeup, had me thinking some sort of setup was in my future. This is going to be fine. I'm going to have fun. It wasn't as if I didn't want to have a good time. Go with the flow and let my hair down, as the saying went. But relaxing didn't come easy. However, after the stress of the last year, too, if I really wanted to be honest, I did need a night out. She easily maneuvered her Mercedes through the streets of Midtown until she got to Atlantic Station. The area had a good mix of restaurants and bars to choose from. After circling the parking deck a few times, she snagged a space surprisingly close to the elevator. "Now will you tell me where we're going?" I asked as we exited the car. Still, she said nothing as we walked toward the elevators. The doors opened with a soft swish, and we stepped to the side to let the current passengers off before we entered. "Ja," impatience colored my tone. "I've caved and given in to your demands. The least you can do is finally let me in on the destination." She rolled her eyes and pressed the button for the ground level. "It's a bar/lounge place that opened maybe a year or so ago. I thought you'd like it." Her answer sounded like an exasperated sigh. Again, I narrowed my eyes at her. She was my ride, and once I gave my word, I didn't go back. So, there was no escaping. Plus, I really had missed hanging out with her. It'd been too long, and life would be shifting once she gave birth. Letting her vagueness go, I followed her off the elevator and across the street to another sleek-looking building. "This is going to be fine. I'm going to have fun." The area was upscale. Surely the atmosphere wherever we were headed would be more comfy couches, glass of wine vibes rather than cheap drinks, loud thumping music, and too many bodies gyrating on a too small dance floor. Ja pushed the button in the second elevator for a place called Lucky Lady. I scrunched my face in confusion. "An Irish bar?" The grin she displayed was not comforting. "Not quite." She proceeded to check her reflection in the mirrored doors, adjusting her breasts to maximize her cleavage in a cow neck halter top that dipped so dangerously low it could cause a wardrobe malfunction if she moved the wrong way. Coupled with the faux leather maternity pants, her outfit was the perfect combination of cute and sexy. Her thick black waves had been brushed and gelled into submission close to her head for a tight ponytail, but they reigned free at the end. Large gold hoop earrings, bangle bracelets, silver eyeshadow, and deep red lips completed her look.
"What?"
she asked in response to my frown. "I haven't always had these. Hopefully they stick around after I've squeezed this kid out because my boobs have never looked better." I laughed at her answer, though she wasn't wrong. In the genetic lottery, she got the height, standing nearly 5'9", taking after our father, a fact she liked to tease me about since I stopped at 5'5", on a good day, with heels. But I did get the chest, so I called us even. We'd both inherited our mother's rich ebony complexion and thick black curls from our father. When the elevator stopped, the insulated car gave way to a current R&B radio hit, but remixed. Lucky Lady was nowhere near an Irish pub, but instead was an upscale ritzy nightclub.
"Okay, I could work with this."
After showing our IDs to the bouncer at the entrance, Josh...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?